From the newsroom of WBUR, I'm Arielle Gray. Welcome to Consider This in Boston. College graduates are getting ready to enter a pretty good job market. U.S. employers are planning to hire almost a third more college grads this year compared to last year. That's according to a National Association of Colleges and Employers survey. WBUR's Yasmeen Ammer has been reporting on what this all means for recent college grads, and she's joining us now to tell us all about it. Hey, Yasmeen, thank you so much for coming on today.
Thanks for having me on, Ari.
So I don't know about you, Yasmeen, but I left school in like 2012, and that was at a time where it was super hard to find a good job coming out of college.
Oh, yeah. I remember those days. I was a 2010 graduate. My husband was an even worse 2008 graduate. So, yeah, it's not the same job market. Let's just leave it at that.
Yes, recession times, am I right?
Oh, yeah.
But we know now that it's been a job seeker's market for like the past year, and employers are actually really desperate looking for workers to fill all of these open positions. And that gives job seekers the ability to kind of pick and choose where they want to go. So is it safe to say that this is a job seeker's market for recent college grads too?
It is safe to say, and it's not just you or I saying that. It is Monique Cooper, who is the Assistant Vice Provost for Academic and Career Advising at UMass Boston. She sent off new classes into the workforce for more than a decade now.
This is a new era we're in right now, and it really is a job seeker's world. We haven't seen a labor market like this for a while.
Well, I'm sure that's nice to hear if you're in the class of 2022.
Oh, yeah. And I wanted to get a sense of how they're feeling by hearing them out. So I stopped by Framingham State University's career fair, where Camry Pelland spent her evening hitting up different employer booths. So she was initially nervous coming in. You know, it's been a weird college experience for seniors. Half of it was online. So she wasn't sure about this transition into the working world. But, you know, about an hour into the fair, she was feeling much better.
I'm really excited to go into the workforce because there's definitely a lot of jobs that are open.
So you're not like scared about finding a job?
No.
So it sounds like these Gen Z job seekers have leverage.
They sure do. Sorry, millennials. We can cry into our avocado toast after this. But it is definitely a different world for the class of 2022.
Yes, and as a millennial, I can definitely attest to that. But what are these Gen Z job seekers? What are they looking for in an employer?
Not surprisingly, competitive salaries, for one. And all of the Framingham State students I spoke to said they actually want some of their work to be in person, which might have just surprised me a little bit, even hearing from people who could technically do all of their work remotely. And they also have some other wants.
Things like teams, where like encourage people working in teams.
Definitely diversity is a good thing to have in a workplace.
I would need a flexible schedule. You know, I'm going to get my master's at some point. I need people that'll support me, support what I want to do, help me network, help me grow.
So that was Hope Pombeya, Tanisha Jean, and Ariana Nunez. They're all seniors.
It sounds like these students actually have a lot of useful boundaries when it comes to looking for a job. And I think a lot of us had things that we wanted when we entered into the working world. So what do you think the chances are that they'll actually get what they're looking for?
So you know how in every graduation speech is basically summed up as like, the world is your oyster. It's that cheesy line.
Yes.
Yeah. But when I spoke to Professor Alicia Modestino, a labor economist at Northeastern University, she said that cute Hallmark sentiment actually holds a little bit more water this year.
Coming into this labor market where employers are quite desperate, it's more true than it's ever been.
So that is especially true in Massachusetts. The state needs more college-educated workers to fill some of its fastest-growing sectors, you know, tech, health tech. And some companies put off projects during the pandemic, and now they need to hire more people because demand is picking up again. But this region has been struggling to find enough workers. I mean, even before the pandemic, this region's had lower birth rates, fewer immigrants, and people are leaving for other cheaper states.
So what does this all mean for employers? And how are they reacting to all of that pressure?
Well, employers have to be more competitive. And, you know, the perks like free coffee only get you so far nowadays. A lot of them are actually having to reassess their work culture. Here's Monique Cooper of UMass Boston again.
So you'll see a lot of the students that are coming into the workforce are really more civically and socially engaged. They are questioning employers' values and their DEI efforts, their diversity, equity, inclusion efforts in a really authentic, intentional way.
So most of Cooper's students are people of color or the first in their family to go to college. They're also much more likely to be from Massachusetts and to actually stay here after they graduate. And because her students have more choices, more of them are looking for employers who are more inclusive, who are actually thinking critically about how to develop and retain their employees. Because according to government numbers, people in this generation are likely to hold more than 12 different jobs in their lifetimes. That's a lot. That's a lot of turnover that is so stressful for employers. And in some cases, it's pushing those employers to, you know, change their work culture to the point where they take stands on social issues, whether it be on racial justice, environmental justice. And so basically, workers are looking for values and purpose and more meaning from their employers.
I remember like 10 years ago, I probably had about like 5 different jobs coming out of college trying to support myself. And that was always the issue, finding a workplace that I really loved. And I guess I'm hoping that this is going to last, but do you have any idea about how long this trend is supposed to keep going on for?
That is a big question. It's a good question and it's a big question. And just we could keep in mind a lot of trends that may put a damper on this feel-good market. The Federal Reserve is trying to cool down spending in an overheated economy. You know, they just raised interest rates. The stock market is down, and some big companies have started to follow by slowing down their own hiring a bit. Some have even laid off. And all that may affect employer confidence. I don't have a crystal ball, and neither does anybody. So no one can actually predict exactly and when it's going to go down. There are shifts in the market all the time. A worker's market won't last forever. That's safe to say. We just don't know when it'll end. The important thing is right now, things are looking good for the class of 2022. So hopefully they can at least enjoy their commencement in peace.
Yasmin, thank you so much for coming on today and sharing all of this really valuable information with us.
Thank you, Ari.
That's WBUR reporter Yasmin Ammer. Before we go, here's what else is happening. COVID-19 levels in Greater Boston wastewater are heading back up again. Wastewater levels in Boston and suburbs north of the city have grown roughly 40% since mid-April. But to be clear, we're still well below the levels seen this past winter. Mayor Michelle Wu is urging people to take precautions, since the latest Boston Public Health Commission data shows the average positivity rate now at 9.6%. That's nearly double the target metrics established by the city's health leaders. Wu says people should wear masks inside crowded spaces and get tested regularly.
Before going to events with many people or visiting with family and friends at an indoor event, if you can take a rapid test or go to one of the city's free walk-in testing sites, just be sure so that we can all do our part.
The number of COVID patients in intensive care remains below the city's target. Meanwhile, federal investigators are still looking into last week's South Boston building collapse that injured 3 construction workers. Mayor Wu says the city is taking steps to make these job sites safer.
At the city level, our role is to make sure that in the issuing of permits that we're doing so with due diligence, and then to work with state and federal regulators as they are setting standards for building safety and the processes that go along with it.
The Occupational Safety and Health Administration is also probing another partial collapse, the Government Center garage collapse in March that killed one worker. And finally, a Dorchester nonprofit is celebrating after raising nearly $430,000 intended for families dealing with the loss of a loved one from homicide. The Lewis D. Brown Peace Institute hosted its 26th annual Mother's Day Walk for Peace yesterday. The Institute's co-executive director, Alexandra Sherry Dorelis, says financial support is key to helping families find peace.
Peace to us means transforming the way society responds to homicide and making sure that all families, regardless of access, regardless of where they come from, and regardless of the circumstances, are treated with dignity and compassion after their loved ones are murdered.
The walk happened in person for the first time in 3 years. And that's all for today. From the newsroom of WBUR, I'm Arielle Gray. See you tomorrow.
Do you feel happier when you're connected to your community? If so, you should check out Radio Boston, WBUR's local daily news magazine, where the town hall meets the kitchen table. Radio Boston is a great way to stay connected to what's happening in our city and our region 5 days a week. Just search for Radio Boston in your favorite podcast app and hit subscribe.